I think Carrie's the only one up here who's never been fired.
Well, thanks for putting it out there, because now, now you just jinxed it.
No.
No, because I'm reading the story. What happened yesterday, BuzzFeed bought the Huffington Post, and they called all the employees into a, you know, conference room, and they told them, they said, hey, you know, 47 of you are going to be laid off. 47 of you. And they said, well, who's going to be laid off? Well, you're only going to know if you still have a job if you did not receive an email by 1 p.m. today. That's how they, and they, this was in the morning. So have a nice day. So everybody's, you know, on pins and needles. Instead of just telling someone, hey, listen, thank you. It's, you know, we're just going in a different direction or whatever. They're sending, they're telling them, you would only know if you still had a job if you did not get an email by 1 o'clock. So make sure you check your spam folder too.
Man.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, isn't that crazy? Then this was, she posted this on Twitter, one of the reporters who was fired, and then people were giving their stories. One guy said that that's cold, but not as cold as the layoff meeting my wife went to in the spring of 2001, where attendees were given different colored folders on the way into the meeting. If you got a blue folder, the new company, the acquirer, was keeping you. If you got a silver folder, you were being shown the door.
Cool. Wow.
The biggest layoff, another person observed firsthand, people were told via email to go either to room one or room two for concurrent meetings. When the people got to room one, they told them, there are layoffs going on today, but you are not in the layoff room. Room two? Unfortunately, you are in the layoff room.
I've been there. I have been there. I was in the not layoff room, but five of my friends were in the layoff room.
Oh, you went through that?
Man, that was the worst. Yes, yes, yes. Oh. And listen to this. One of my friends had just signed his, like, had just bought a house, closed on his house the day before. Oh, no. Yes, yes.
That sounds like what happened to me. When they, remember when I worked at another radio station years ago? I told you guys the story. I was home for, I was off. It was, I was on vacation.
You were on vacation.
Between Christmas and New Year. And I get a phone call. You come in for a meeting today at 2. You know I'm on vacation, right? Yeah, but it's kind of important. Oh, I thought, stupid me, that I was getting a promotion. They're going to promote me for the new year. You know, it was at the end of the year. And I came in there, and I got fired.
Was it just you?
Yeah, just me.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's the
and
worst.
What Angie just said, I just bought a house. I just moved in 3 weeks, or 3 months before that. I just moved in, and my son was 9 months old at the time.
No pressure
at all.
Wow. This same company that I'm talking about, another time there was a firing and I did get fired, but before that, it was my birthday, like a week or so before that, it was my birthday, right? And so we had a guy who worked out of town but did some stuff for us on the air, you know, and he was there for like additional training and my birthday party. And I was like, oh, this is so nice. I'm so glad you're here. This is awesome. And then you had to like pair up in this like training. And I was like, be my partner. And we paired up. And then I find out it had been months in the planning that he was planning to replace me.
Oh!
And he knew that while you guys were training.
He knew that when he sat there next to me and ate my birthday cake. He knew it. I came into work like the next week and they were like, hey, we're making some changes. And I was like, oh my God, that's fun. Like what? They're like, well, you're not really part of it. So in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, they're doing stuff that they're just not going to tell us right now. Okay. So I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, that's cool. I'll wait, you know, no problem. And I'm just sitting there smiling like a ding dong. And then finally I was like, oh my gosh, am I fired?
Because they never came out and said, we're going to let you go.
Nobody came out and said, you're fired. And I was so surprised. I was shocked. Yeah, I mean, I truly was. I was like, well, so then on Monday, like what? So what do I do then?
No, Angie, you don't understand. There is no Monday.
They were basically like, it doesn't matter, but you don't come here.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, and that was March of 2009. It just came up in my Facebook memories.
Oh, well, that was a good time, too, to look for a job, right? 2009?
Yes, yes.
All right. Well, I don't know if anybody else has any stories like this. We'd love to hear them because apparently, I don't know what's going on with HR these days, but this is where we are.
Oh, I worked at a company in the late 80s, and it was all like one big room full of cubicles.
Yeah.
And the supervisor's offices lined the perimeter. And, you know, back then you didn't have different ringtones and you couldn't lower and raise the volume of your phone ringing. And so one morning a coworker got a call and went in the boss's office. She comes out, she's crying. And we said, what happened? And she said, oh my gosh, I was let go. Then somebody else's phone rings and they go in and they come out crying. And all three of the bosses were letting up to four people go. So all morning long, you just sat there praying your phone didn't ring.
Oh, wow. So because when you heard the phone ring, it was like an inner office call. Hey, can you come in here for a minute?
Exactly. And everybody in the whole room could hear everybody else's phone ring. And you'd be like, oh, no, whose phone was that?
Oh,
I'm so glad it wasn't mine. But, oh, no, I'm so sad it was hers.
Oh, man, that's like that's the cruel and psychotic, just like they did at the Huffington Post yesterday.
Yes, calling everyone in. All right, just you come on in and then letting them go. Instead, all morning long until lunch, you just sat there praying your phone wasn't going to ring.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning. Classic Hits 101.7.